Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tony Kubek. Batting second. The third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gil McDougald. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larsen. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Don Larsen. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lopez for the out. Kubek moves to second. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaborn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields it and throws to second for the out. Button scores. Runnels moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Yankees. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard moves to second. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson bunts in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to third. McDougald moves to second. One out. Eno Slaughter pinch hits for Don Larson. Eno Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter takes first base on ball four. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kubek hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels catches it and throws to second with butt in covering, to double up McDougald. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Duke Moss now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Kubek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez strikes out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Berra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wertz hits a pop-up towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McDougald strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-0 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kubek hits a line drive towards first. Wirtz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mantle moves to second. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaborn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels strikes out. One out. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Williams moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Jim Bronstad now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to home to get Stevens. Malzone moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Malzone scores. White moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White scores. Sullivan moves to second. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Quebec. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. Button moves to third. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keogh is hit by the pitch. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard fields it and throws to home to get Button. Runnels moves to third. Keogh moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Runnels scores. Keogh moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 13-2, Red Sox. Jim Coates now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-3 in the game. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mantle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Bauer now playing right field. Tony Kubek now playing center field. Johnny Blanchard now catching. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Kubek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gary Geiger now playing right field. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howard is hit by the pitch. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to third. Howard moves to second. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a line drive into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seaburn tags and scores. Two outs. It's 13-3, Red Sox. Jim Coates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coates strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Yankees 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Brickell now playing shortstop. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Keough hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards first. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kubek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 4 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.